Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, it's not just big picture governments facing this. We're facing this at a local level too in Calgary, right? I mean, everybody, right? Everybody is facing this. We got to find out what, you know, what our city's dealing with and how we're preparing.
It's interesting because what happens from a healthcare perspective is a provincial matter. Yeah. The federal government's putting in their own piece. But at the end of the day, it falls down on the individual urban and suburban areas, and Calgary being one of them. It all goes back to the city council.
You bet.
And how they're going to handle it. And they have to deal with everybody's you-know-what when it comes to this type of an issue.
Yep.
So let's find out how it is from the city council perspective.
You bet.
And what can we expect or what can we hope for going
for
forward?
Sure. Jeff Davison's been with us before, and he's been gracious enough to give us some time. And amidst all of the busy schedule that he's got, he's Calgary City Councillor with Ward 6. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. I know you are busy, and we want to thank you for taking some time with us. But, you know, we've got a big problem to handle, and that is, you know, what are we going to be doing here as a city to deal with this? What can we expect as citizens of Calgary, and, you know, not just today, but when we come out of this thing? So maybe just give us a bit of an overview of sort of the crisis planning that's going on with respect to the virus.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll do the best I can. I mean, you know, everything right now is very fluid, right? You know, things are almost changing by the hour as we see this virus continue to grow, specifically in North America. And we know right now that a lot of the challenge is really going to come in the next 4 to 5 weeks as this thing picks up. And so, you know, I think the city of Calgary has really led a lot of the country. You know, certainly we were the first to declare a local state of emergency. We were the first municipality to do that across the country. And very shortly after that, you saw even provinces following suit with what we were doing. You know, I keep telling people right now, you know, the biggest things we have to focus on are really three words. Number one, survival. Number two, recovery. And number three, resilience. You know, there's a lot of how do we address the immediate needs, you know, the medical aid, the shelters, mental health support, financial, you know, crisis that we're in. What is the most effective way to partner with organizations and really think about what is our survival in the short term? But we really quickly have to get into that recovery mode. You know, when we come out of this, you know, in a couple of months, and we do feel like it will be months and not days or weeks, we really have to figure out how do we evolve into this new state of normal and understand what policies and processes is that we're going to need to change as we go forward, as we restart the economy. And then there's number three, you know, I think resilience. What initiatives do we need to look at now in order to minimize the fallout from the crisis, in particular with Calgary, who's on top of everything related to COVID-19, you know, we've got, you know, the depletion of oil prices behind us, you know, major corporations here in the city that are struggling. And these are major employers to us, too. So, you know, what are the things that we need to be doing to think about how do we get down the road from here and not just focus on large scale growth, but how do we focus on that sort of organic growth or reinvestment in the community, if you will?
Yeah, it's you got a full plate there, my friend. And let's talk a little bit about, to the extent you can, lots of business owners out there concerned about having to shut their businesses down. We're certainly hearing from provincial and federal governments. Is there any planning, any oh, I'm sure there's some thought process going into it, but what can you share with us about what business owners might expect at a municipal level?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, you know, this is a very fluid process where, you know, I will say that, you know, there's nothing like a crisis to bring sort of divisive governments together and really begin to collaborate on what are the tools and outcomes we need to achieve, because at the end of the day, you know, survival of our people and taking care of one another is absolutely top priority above all else. So, you know, everybody has kind of parked their partisanship views and is moving forward in a collaborative manner, which is really nice to see. So you've obviously got all of these federal aid packages that are coming down. You've got the province now taking steps to figure out what types of reinvestment do they have. And then specifically for us, what are we looking at? You know, number one, we're looking at everything right now in terms of, you know, how do you defer things with NMAX? How do you defer people's bills to looking at, you know, how do we move the property tax deadlines? What types of tax holidays can we get into? You know, we know even at start out, you know, right now pushing you know, in my opinion, pushing tax bills and things like that down the road by 6 months. I don't think these businesses are going to recover in the next 6 months. And,
correct. Yeah.
If you have sort of the same tax implementation side in place now, you know, going forward, you still have to take the previous 6 months and add it to the next sort of year's worth of bills that you're going to be paying. And so we've really got to figure out how we can make that palatable for people. And that may include a lot of different types of cancellations.
Jeff, can I just jump in here? Because there's sure. I've been talking to a lot of business owners because they've been calling me up and saying, what the heck do I do? And mm-hmm. I think there's a misunderstanding of whose responsibility is what. When it comes yeah. to your employees and keeping their jobs or paying them versus business tax, property tax, rent, or mortgage payments, can you break down what's within the city's control? And everything else we'll say is provincial or federal. We won't get into the details of those two. But what do you guys have in your wheelhouse versus everything else? Because there's a lot going on at the same time. And they're gonna dump on you guys. You're the first line of defense when it comes to who they're going to dump on. And I think we need to educate these business owners and individuals of what can you control in the city and what you can't control. So kind of give us a really quickly, like a 1 minute spiel on what's within the wheelhouse of the city, and then everything else goes to provincial and federal.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, from the city perspective, it's fairly basic. You know, we control things like business licensing. We control things like taxes, right? We're the tax collector on behalf of not just the city of Calgary, but also the province of Alberta. And so everything else sort of ladders up the chain. So, you know, when it comes to what do I do with my employees? You know, how do I get EI started for my employees at the time like this? That's all federal, right? You know, and to some degree, that this is why we pay into those EI types of things, right? This is why we look for that protection down the road. From the city side of it, it's really your day-to-day bills. You know, you're paying your utility fees, you've got your property taxes, things like that. But where we can also step in and help and be influential is on that rental side. You know, right now I'm hearing from a lot of businesses saying, you know, look, I'm, you know, park the tax issue for a second. I'm not making money. How am I going to pay the rent to my right. landlord? Yeah. And so, you know, that's one of the things we're now taking on at the city to also figure out, you know, we're effectively in a massive shutdown here, right? We have to yep. understand that people are not making money. That affects their staff. You know, that affects people going home who have mortgages, right? So, you know, it's complicated, but at the end of the day, that's where, you know, we have to look locally to the tools we have in things like tax collection and utility to say what things can we, you know, potentially forgive here to ensure that upon restart here, people have a chance to survive this.
So you use the word forgive, Jeff. You've used mm-hmm. the word forgive versus defer. Our federal government has used a lot of the words defer, mm-hmm. which means you're going to pay, that's just not today. You're saying forgive. Is that the conversation happening in the city, is a forgiveness versus a deferral?
I think we have to look at all things. Right. You know, again, you go back to the small business owner who said, let's say we get through this and we're into June and we say, you know, it's time, I want to start my restaurant back up. Well, OK, all of your employees have been let go. They're all on EI. Hopefully you can get them back. Number one. Number two, you know, you now have the challenges of restocking, restarting, all of, you know, all of those things. Your bills will immediately start, you know, at yep. that point saying, you know, your landlord's going to want their rent, the utility company's going to want their fees. But now you've got this massive debt from behind you that you now have to take at a time of restart and, mm-hmm. and also pay out. And so I think, you know, nothing should be off the table right now in terms of what are we looking at for, you know, things we can defer, but things we can also forgive. Because yep. I think it's really going to take that forgiveness side if you want to quickly push restart on the economy.
I agree with you, Jeff. It's not an easy situation. You guys have your plate full, and there's lots of complicated things to talk about. But I think the language you're using today, hopefully, you can find some mechanisms to do that. Because I've been critical of the federal government and their $55 billion deferral on taxes. Again, it like you said, it just means I have to pay it later. But if I don't have the money because I can't run my business, I still have a cash flow problem, and that ultimately leads to a problem. So I don't consider that stimulus. Okay, yep. We got to leave it there. I thank you. We might be in touch again in the near future just so we can keep everybody abreast of the developments. But as you said, it's fluid and it's changing truly hour by hour.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet, guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so now, when you're going into your retirement, or you're in retirement, you're going through all these shocks, what do you do? How do you structure your portfolio to provide you with income for the rest of your life while these types of volatile times come into play? We're going to have our first online webinar on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. You need to go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, join us after the break. I had a really cool question. How did Dave and Faisal stay calm and confident during this period? We're going to discuss that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.